A 9 on the WOKV weather meter. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beaton, all in for Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish today through Wednesday. I am tracking that chilly start, some inland frost and spots, even a light freeze well inland, say, west of Highway 301, potentially in some local neighborhoods. But all in all, we'll be above freezing closer to the St. Johns River this morning and our beaches. Still a patchy area of frost possible on some rooftops away from the river and away from the coast. Something we'll track, though, today is a lot of sunshine and high temperatures back into the upper 60s. Some neighborhoods could get close to 70 degrees, but all in all, sunshine and slightly below average temperatures, but not too bad. Clear skies will remain as we head into this evening. Overnight, we dropped out to the low 40s, mid-40s closer to the coast, but it'll be slightly milder, but still chilly, as we start the day on Wednesday. Sunshine continues. Highs reach the low 70s tomorrow. Mid-70s on Thursday, mostly sunny. Mostly sunny and nice on Friday. In the mid-70s in the afternoon. And then here it comes, the weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny skies with highs back to the lower 70s. Mornings will be in the 50s for your weekend. And oh, a side note. It's the last day of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season, so some great news there. Now the countdown is on till June 1st, 2022. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beaton. Well, I'll see you on TV on Action News Jax this afternoon and evening.